Right, this is Alan Dolby. I'm at Alan Burview Hall, which is on the Queen's Road between Weybridge and Hersham. It's an organisation called 1-to-1 NWS, which is 1-to-1 Northwest Surrey. And I'm with a group of people. Learning difficulties, they're above 18 adults. I'm with a chap called Mark Harris. Hello, Mark.
Thank you so much for coming, Alan. It's really important that we publicise what we do over here because it's so important. It makes a difference to the guys' lives.
And what made you decide to help adults with learning difficulties?
Well, Alan, it's a bit of a long story, right? What happened was, my mate Ken, who I know from the sailing club, said, do you fancy coming and play your drums with our little group on a Thursday night? I said, yeah, sounds good. As the years went by, I was playing my drums and getting a little bit better. And I thought, do you know what? I could volunteer here. And I did. And a couple of years later, our leader left on short notice. And there was no reason whatsoever why I shouldn't step up to the plate and take over. It's far too important to let drop. I feel we can change people's lives here. I know it's only an hour and a half a week, but I feel we're changing people's lives.
And you've been doing this for quite a few years now, haven't you?
Since 2011, so that's 8 years.
Oh, that's quite a long time, isn't it? Yeah. And how long is like the sort of leader of the group?
2 years.
And this is a charity organisation. Whereabouts do you get your funding from?
We used to get our funding from Surrey County Council. We used to get a big grant every year. Unfortunately, that's been taken off us due to cuts and austerity. So really, we're just so short of money, it's ridiculous. In fact, a few years ago, we were almost on the brink of closure. But we've managed to survive this long through generous donations and fundraising events and things like that.
So what does 1-to-1 NWS, what does that do for the adults here?
The original premise was that when the big institutions such as Botley's Park and Epsom closed, the guys were forced to live in the community with no friends, no support network. So what we've done is we've set up this charity whereby we provide activities on a Thursday night. In fact, there's a Chertsey on a Tuesday, Staines on a Wednesday, and we're here on a Thursday. Just providing social activities, friendship, and a social atmosphere for people.
And looking around, there's probably, 20 people tonight?
On a good night, I can have 25. Some nights it's down to 10, but it's not a problem because as we've got to know everyone, they're getting the confidence to say, well, actually, I don't want to come tonight because I'm not interested in that event. Whereas before, they felt they seemed to have to turn up. Got carers who bring my members. Members is a bit of a misnomer. I like to call them my friends. We've grown with trust and friendship, and they're my friends. They're members, but they're my friends. I do nothing here. I sit here and I open the door. Everybody else gets on with it. It's just fantastic.
And tonight they're going to be playing bingo. What other activities do they do?
We have a bit of game of player cards, right, which is always a laugh. Bowling. We have a disco 2 months and a music night, which obviously I'm involved with my drums.
And they like playing the drums, don't they, as well? Making some noise?
Oh, yeah, we make an awful lot of noise. It's great, and they always line up and have a go on my drum kit, and I think, oh, no.
And this building is in the middle of nowhere, so that's quite handy, isn't it? No neighbours too far, too close.
Absolutely. It is, they all enjoy music night, and I'm looking to expand things like that. This group is certainly into raucous activities, and if they want to run around and scream and play tag or whatever, so it's not a problem. It's their evening.
Yeah, yeah. It's whatever they want to make out of it, really, isn't it?
Our job as volunteers is to facilitate this evening and keep them safe. Apart from that, they decide what we want to do. I produce a programme. If they don't like it, they vote with their feet, or as I say, we've gained in confidence that we can talk about stuff, and they'll say we don't like it. As you'll see when we do the news a bit later.
So at the moment they're going to be doing bingo for an hour or something, or half an hour or something, is it?
The way the evening works is we as volunteers we turn up about 7, and it gives us a chance to have a little chat and sort ourselves out, and get everything ready. The guys turn up about 7:30. We crack on with whatever activity is we've got planned till about 8:10. And then we stop for the new, what we call the news, which is whatever anyone's been doing during the week. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all relevant and it's all important. So we stop. We have a drink and a snack and we have a chat. And just recently, that's been coming, taking more and more of our evening. And quite rightly so.
And they enjoy that, do they?
Yes. I mean, some of the guys, what have you done this week? I went to the shops. To us, that's fine. But it's a big deal, right? It's a big, big deal. So we listen and we talk about stuff like that. It's important.
And so that's news, and then that sort of wraps up the evening, does it?
We normally finish the news about half an hour. It takes about half an hour. So it's about 20 to 9, quarter to 9 somewhere, depending on how much people have got to say. And we have a birthday. We've got a birthday tonight. So that'll be exciting.
So do you find that some of them, when they first come along, they're sort of fairly shy about opening up and saying what they did today? And this has sort of helped progress that?
Absolutely. We through friendship and inclusivity, we gain trust. And the guys talk to me about stuff. And before we started this group, before we were here, they lack confidence in how to do that. And I just want them to feel that their point is valid and we're listening. But not only listening, we can have a conversation. And it's important that we have a conversation as equals.
Is there any sort of special events each year that you put on?
We tend to have trips out about 3 or 4 times a year, supported generously by a donation for Coach Hire and things like that. There's a panto middle of January they go to. We have a barbecue in June and a Christmas party in December.
Oh, barbecue sounds good. I can't wait for the summer.
Yeah, come on down. Come on down.
Yeah, I will do. Yeah. I like food.
Yeah. I have noticed. It's been noticed.
Now, do you find this personally rewarding? What do you get out of it?
As I said just back then, I do nothing. I come in or open the door, let people in, and as you can see, I don't need to be here. Everyone's kind of doing their thing. From a personal point of view, it's kind of changed my life. It's made me treat the world with more compassion and inclusivity. Again, I just feel I feel very passionate about what I do here. It's changed my life, Alan. It really has changed my life.
What experience do, if volunteers want to come along, what experience do they need to help out here?
As long as they're friendly people who we can talk to, it's not an issue. Come down. We've got a new volunteer, Julie. She's come down recently and she's just mucking in there. And you just have to be a normal person. What's normal? A normal person to come down, decide that you want to help. You bring your life experiences with you. We give a little bit of training because obviously sensitive environment we're working in, there's a few do's and don'ts we need to think about. But
I presume they have to be DBS checked as well?
Oh yeah, we do a DBS check, and that's nothing. We stand the cost of that. So it's still a form. What I tend to say is come along for a few weeks, come along for a month, completely no pressure at all. And if you decide that we're for you, well, we'll take your details, but there's absolutely no pressure. Absolutely no pressure at all. If you like us, you like us. If you don't, you don't. It's not a problem. It's my attitude to charity is if you can afford to give your time, give it. If you can't afford to give your time, don't. If you can afford to donate money, do. If you can't, don't. And that kind of works. Again, we're very easy going over here. Obviously the buck stops with me, so I need to keep an eye on things generally. But having said that, if a job needs doing, generally it's being done before I can even ask someone to do it.
And you get to some of the adults to do it as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You saw Melissa, you know, Melissa and Rosie are working the bingo machine now. Melissa does the cash desk for us. And very often you'll find a gang of them in the kitchen doing the washing up, which I think is marvellous because I don't have to do it.
That's a very good idea. Now, let's get going back to funding the organisation you've got here. Is there sort of donations from the public quite on a regular basis?
Donations are always welcome, obviously, no matter how small, because obviously we're working on a shoestring, so it's really tough. This centre runs on the subscriptions I pull in every week. It costs, if you want to become a member, it's £3 a week, which I think is quite reasonable for the things we do over here.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
At the same time, if there's any corporate sponsors out there who would love to sponsor us, that would be more than great. We'd be so happy for that. But we are who we are.
And where did one-to-one actually start? Can you give us a little bit of the history of it?
But speaking to my good friends Ken and Mary Thorne, who are my friends and mentors, apparently it started in America about 20 years ago. Where a group of people befriended people like our members in a spirit of friendship to just include them in society. And the idea's come over here, and I think although we're northwest Surrey, I understand there's other branches across the country as well doing the same thing.
I think what you ought to do is go around and introduce me to everybody. How about that?
We'll go and find some people, Alan. See, music is the root of all evil, Alan. It's proved it. It's got me stitched up with this. It's got you stitched up with guitars.
And bass and singing.
just no chance, is it?
I can't escape now, can I? So one of the helpers at 1-to-1 NWS is Kieran.
Hello there.
And are you local?
Shepperton, so it's just down the road.
Okay. And why are you volunteering here tonight?
I've known 1-to-1 for 12, 15 years through friends of mine. I helped out occasionally. There was a note went into my local parish newsletter asking for volunteers. I'd just retired, so I thought I'd come and do a regular spot. So that was it.
So you're here every week, are you?
Yes. Yeah.
And what's your favourite activity?
Favourite activity is probably curling. I do like curling.
Oh, they do curling in here as well, do they?
Yes, we do curling, bowling. Darts is a bit dangerous. Think of introducing archery. Be really good fun. You know, it depends who the target is.
I'm interested in the curling. How do you? Well, you have little brushes in front of it as well, do you?
Well, no, not that technical. There's little flat stone, shall we say. They've just got little bearings on and they fly down the floor. And this is Alice. Alice of television fame.
Yes, that's true. I am a famous.
See?
She's famous.
She definitely is famous, is Alice, yes.
And how long has Alice been here?
I don't know. You need to ask that person over there.
Not just tonight, Alice. How long have you been coming?
Four years or something.
Oh, okay, quite a long time then. And Alice, you join it here?
Yes.
What's your favourite activity then?
Pizza making.
Pizza making? Oh, wow, you do loads of stuff here, don't you?
Yeah, we do, yes.
And Kieran always annoys me.
Yeah. Oh, that's poor, nice. Poor Kieran. You always annoy Alice, don't you?
If I do try, yes.
So why is he so annoying then?
Because he always thinks that he's in... and he's always... It's just is.
You're just annoying, aren't you, really? Basically?
Yes. It's very great fun working with Alice, though. She's very, very nice. And she told me to say that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't, actually.
So you do pizza, curling, what was the other things?
Bowling, darts, making cards for special occasions. They have music nights, disco nights.
I've heard they like their drumming.
Well, Mark likes his drumming. Yeah. He brings his drums along and makes a noise, really.
Mm, that must be quite loud in him, wasn't it?
He is quite loud, yes. But we can't stop him.
And I hear bowling is quite popular here as well.
Yeah, bowling's quite good, yes. You don't want to get in the way.
All right, okay.
It can be quite hazardous, especially when Alice is playing.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What activity would you like to play here? If there was money, no object.
If there was money, no object. I think. What would they enjoy? Is more the question, what do you think? They do enjoy artwork and they do enjoy the bowling. So it'd either be another game we could get hold of that was, shall we say, like a bowling game that would be suitable for indoors. Or maybe employ somebody to help them do artwork properly when they are here, rather than the likes of me and Mark.
Well, Mark's pretty good at artwork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he has got a painting. Yes. But that would be useful. Somebody who could...
Pizza making, I've heard as well.
You see the oven.
You kept that one quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, Mind you, I'm running the oven, aren't I?
Yeah, you'll have oven.
I can cook 45 pizza slices in an hour in a 4-hob oven.
That's pretty good. I can't even do one slice.
No, we're pretty good. We're pretty slick over here for that sort of stuff.
I see there's some lights on the scene there. You could do like a little stage production maybe or something, couldn't you?
Yeah, there's a screen that comes down.
Okay.
Stage lights. Projector. Now this device here is a computer controlled game. It presents an image on the floor of various sorts. I think it's out of action at the moment, but that's quite fun. It'll give various shapes and patterns on the floor which we can use for various activities.
There's disco lights and discos.
Sensory things like lights and textures are really, really important.
Yeah, yeah.
Kira might actually wander around and introduce you to a few people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hayley's come here a lot. Hayley, are you going to talk to me tonight? No.
No, Hayley's she's not going to talk to
me. Well, Hayley brought one of her bears with her, which you can see. Look at those.
Look at those. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
The bear has got roller skates.
Nice, colourful bear.
She won't let me take the bear home with me, even though I have asked very nicely.
Oh, right, okay. You want roller skates like that as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I forgot your name already.
Alan.
Alan. This is Alan.
Your best friend, Alan.
Alan, I've known for years.
And you've forgotten his name.
That's nice. Yeah. So Steve helps with the disco.
You do a disco once a month or something, do you?
Or when they need me, It's Valentine's, Christmas, etc., when things are needed.
Okay. He knows what music they like, don't he?
Yeah, stuff they can join into, dance about with, Yeah, that's it, really.
YMCA is very popular.
It is.
Quite popular with everybody, really, isn't it, YMCA?
So we have Edith and Jackie.
My name's Julie. I know.
He gets it wrong. He's getting a bit old nowadays, isn't he?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, all right?
Yes, we bring the girls every week, don't we, Edith?
Yes, we do.
They love coming here.
Okay.
The highlight of their week, isn't it? Yeah.
And they like all the different varied activities and things?
Yeah, they like the discos and all the music, and they like the pizza things, don't they? What else do they like?
There's a pizza theme going on. Kieran just told me about pizza night. I've missed the pizza night tonight.
There's no pizzas, no. Gingerbread men tonight.
Gingerbread.
Yeah.
Right, nice meeting you. Unless you want to, do you want to speak to me?
Oh, yeah. We do love coming here as well. Our stuff, we love it. This is the only place where we end up telling everybody what happens during the week. Like, I've just come back from my holiday. I can't wait to tell everyone. The ladies love it here.
So what have you been doing on holiday? Where have you been on holiday?
I've been to Uganda back home, and I went for a wedding, which was amazing.
Plenty of
food, drink, and the weather was amazing, and it's good to be back.
To the rain, yes, really hot. Yeah. Right, we'll just go around a bit more.
This is Julian, this is Alan. I've remembered Alan's name.
Julian, occasional helper.
How long have you been helping out here?
2 or 3 years, I would have thought. I saw an advert in the library about volunteers and Thursday nights, and it suited us. So we've been here ever since. This is about 3 years, I think, now. Something like that. Great fun. Get a lot of satisfaction out of it.
Yeah.
So there's Alice again there. That's Tara and Sarah. Sarah, say hello to you, won't you, Sarah? To Alan. There you go. So come around. You got to speak to Alan. Say yes.
No.
There you go. See? Sarah, say hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Sarah. I like one-to-one club. I like hearing. Very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a popular person here, aren't you?
Here's your money, Sarah. Yeah.
And you've just been playing bingo tonight, have you?
Yes, by Julica, it's been a pain in the bum.
Did you get a complete line, have you?
Not yet. I'm struggling.
Jess has recently moved into your own flat, haven't you, Jess?
I've actually got two dogs called Rowan and Bramble and Daisy.
And what type of dogs are they?
They're both yellow Labradors.
They're quite good.
They get up to mischief sometimes, but as soon as you say to them, stay, they would go, no. And they would run upstairs, up 500 times. And I've got a special niece brother called Jamie. I've got a mum and dad. Recently, one of my friends passed away in it, from Grusson House. And I was very upset. I was crying my heart out, but I had to have 5 minutes. And I like it here.
That's good.
Very good, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you. This is Barry, Ben, and that's Ben's cousin who's a boxer.
Oh, you got a boxer cousin.
Won't talk to you. But non-verbal. So that, but it's his cousin. Barry helps us set up every night, don't you, Barry?
Yeah.
So we don't, we're always nice to Ben because he look at the size of his cousin.
Yeah, his brother.
His cousin. Always nice to Ben. And then we've got Emma, Ali, and Julia.
Right. What do you like playing bingo tonight?
Yeah.
And what about pizza? Do you like pizza?
Sometimes.
It wasn't fair, but everybody else likes pizza.
Yeah.
That's
it's
good.
It's Ali.
Nice to meet you,
Julia. And this definitely is Jackie.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I call Jackie Julia Jackie. I always get the two mixed up. Jackie always comes with a group from which...
We're from the Grange in Bookham.
Quite a long way then tonight.
Yeah, it's only 20 minutes, if that. It's not too bad.
Do you go to any other one-to-one groups at all?
No, we only come here because all the others are even further away. But it's nice to come out and mix with different people rather than the local ones they always see.
Okay. You've got local ones in Brookham as well?
Yeah? Well, we do other clubs and things at the Grange. There's quite a few of them there. So it's nice to get a few of them out and away and meeting new faces.
This is Julia who wins all the bingo games.
Yes.
You're the lucky one.
Yes, I am. Yes.
It's an act to have the numbers up, isn't
there? It is.
So this is Alex. Yep. He's a good friend of mine.
Very good friend of Mark's.
So you're enjoying yourself around here, aren't you? You enjoy coming here, don't you?
Yeah, I really do. I love the activities you arrange and run.
Fantastic. We made some friends, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're not my members. You're my friends, I feel.
Not at all.
And this is... sorry, Hayley.
Do you like playing the bingo? What's your best activity you like?
I think the bowling one.
Bowling? Oh, okay. Why is that then?
You know, the ball trying to get a strike.
Oh, right.
He's pretty good at it. He's actually pretty good at it. Well, he thinks he is. He ain't as good as us, right? But he thinks he is.
Yesterday with Never Club, I was here playing bowling. First ball I bowled, got a strike.
Well done.
So after that, it was 8-8, 7-0.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? Yeah.
Nice one, mate. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
It's Alex's birthday on Sunday, so if he's given us a bit of a fireworks, we're going to give this a go, shall we?
Happy birthday to you.
I don't quite know what happens. Is it kind of?
It goes off with a big bang, I think.
I think. Remember last year we lit the room.
Yay! Happy birthday, Addy.
So this is my friend Tara. She's got things she wants to say. So, would you like to do your news into here, Tara? So, how many things we've got to talk about tonight?
I'm talking about, I don't go off with strangers, not to, but
time.
I'm not going to, because I've got carers and staff around me all the time.
Fantastic. That's always sensible, not going off with carers, isn't it?
No.
With strangers. Actually, I would think don't go off with carers, really.
And it's my birthday coming up May the 17th.
Oh, wow, that's good, isn't it? Are you going to have a big cake as well?
And I've got to run the biscuits all myself, all my Exham girls on Saturday evening.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, that does, doesn't it?
I'm going to Buckland's with my parents.
Oh, well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
These girls like a bit of Buckland's, don't you? Fantastic.
Boom. Oh, high five. Excellent. Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.
talk to my mate Alan while I do the bit of the news. I'll leave you.
What have you been doing in news this week? What have you been up to this week?
I've been at my other club, Penrose.
Oh, whereabouts is that then?
Ashford.
Okay, and what sort of activities do they do there then?
We do Stars in Their Eyes, quizzes, which we do next week, we're doing that one, and then we're having sausage and chips as well.
So you're the bingo caller here, are you?
Yeah, and I've been here for a long time. I'm one of the original club members.
Oh, right. That must be quite a few years then, mustn't it?
I would say about 19 to 20 years I've been here.
All right, that's a long, long time, that is, isn't it?
Yes, a very long time.
So do you take it in turns to pull out the balls and put them on the plate there?
Rosie does the balls, and I pull out the numbers on the balls and put them in their little holes.
That's good, isn't it? You don't fancy having a card as well, because you could play as well, couldn't you?
I did play once, but I don't want to. I'd rather just concentrate on one thing. I'm not a multitasking person. I just want to concentrate on one thing.
Yeah, I'm not very multitasking either, really.
You're not?
No, I'm not. No. I can only just hold my microphone. And that's all I can do, really.
I like microphones. I like to sing.
You like to sing as well, do you? Okay. What about playing the drums? Because Mark brings his drums in every now and again, doesn't he?
I play drums. I'm not very good at playing instruments. I wanted to play the piano, but my mum asked my teacher, she said it's very difficult to play the piano, so she thought the guitar might be easier to play.
A guitar?
Yeah, it's the easiest instrument to play is a guitar.
I don't know, I've tried to play guitar and I can't do it.
I can play a little bit, but not too much. But my brother Jason, he can play the Seven Nations Army on guitar at home. He's got one at his flat, so he can play Seven Nations Army, which is by White Stripes.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I've tried playing a guitar for about a year and I still can't do it.
I can't play a guitar, but I can play something on the piano. I can play the Jaws theme, go do 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 do.
Oh, very good, that is, isn't it? Very good.
I like Jaws, the film.
Yeah.
I know it's about a shark. I don't know if a shark goes rogue, but hey, I like it, it's good.
You said that you were playing the piano as well. You like that, do you?
Yeah, I like playing piano. My friend, I've got a friend who plays piano for a living. She did play the piano. My friend Natalie, she learned how to play piano. She knows how to play lots of things on the piano. I can only just play the Jaws theme, that's about it. And she can play Christmas Carol. She can play other things as well, apart from Christmas Carols. You can play lots of other things. You play the song Rise and Shine, the glory, rise, shine, the glory, rise and shine, the glory, children of the Lord. I'm through to the final now in Stars in Their Eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of my other friends went through as well, Robin and Wayne. So it's going to be quite good. In the final, they're going to have like 9 people singing said to compete to win the trophy. So I'll be looking forward to that.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's good. Right, so I'm going to interview this chap here as well. What's your name?
Rowan.
And why are you here tonight?
We've got some of our service users to enjoy this wonderful one-to-one activities that they put up.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good place to come on?
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant. They love it. They do take part in it. Two of our residents, they don't really do much, but they do enjoy coming. They have music. They love music. And then bowling and some other activities that they do. Yeah, it's brilliant.
I've heard pizza as well that gets served every now and again.
Yeah. I don't know about pizza. Do you see any pizza?
So whereabouts are you from? What area are you from? Oh, Byfleet. So it's not too far to come in. That's not too bad, is it?
Just down the road.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's good. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I was going to be on the radio. Thank you.
Okay. All right.